This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 108 for Monday, October 21st. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are higher on Monday, but with gains stepping back somewhat from larger increases earlier. The November canola contract adds $4 at $620.10 per ton. The more heavily traded January contract rises $6.40 at $630.90 per ton. Support for canola is coming from upticks in the Chicago soy complex, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed. Gains in crude oil are spilling over into the vegetable oils. An analyst notes that while Canada's canola exports remain on an excellent pace, that could mean there likely won't be enough canola available for export by the end of the 2024-25 marketing year. As the last of the prairie harvest wraps up, the weather across the region varies from snow in some parts of Alberta to plus 20 degrees Celsius in southern Manitoba. The January canola contract remains above most of its major moving averages, with the exception of its 200-day average. The Canadian dollar is pulling back Monday afternoon, with the loonie retreating to 72.24 U.S. cents, compared to Friday's close of 72.45. The United States Department of Agriculture reports three private sales of corn totaling more than 498,000 tons and two private sales of soybeans amounting to 380,000 tons. A lack of rain for the U.S. Midwest over the weekend will mean good advances in the harvest. The USDA issues its crop progress report later this afternoon. USDA export inspections have soybeans at 2.43 million tons and corn slightly below 1 million tons, as both are within market guesses, but wheat at about 268,000 tons is below trade predictions. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Monday. The November contract advances 11 cents at $9.81 per bushel. December soy oil adds nearly 6 tenths of a cent at 42.39 cents per pound. December soy meal increases $2.70 at $318.30 per short ton. Also in Chicago, December corn rises 5 cents at $4.09.5 per bushel. December oats turn around to lose 3 cents at $3.79.5. The U.S. wheat complex is narrowly mixed as Chicago December dips a half cent at $5.72. Kansas City December climbs 1.5 cents at $5.82. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December gives up 2.5 cents at $6.13.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, October 21st. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.